Welcome back to our Benusa pregame show. Kelly Schultz along with the head coach of the Beavers, Jim Scanlon. And coach, some big points on the line this weekend with 7 points separating number three to number six. The UND with the sixth ranked team right now, your team fifth. What are you thinking as you head into this weekend?
Well, it's first of all, really just a really exciting time for our program, women's hockey in general, WCHA in particular, just because of, like you say, how close the four teams are. They're fighting for those last two spots. I mean, I think Minnesota and Wisconsin have certainly separated themselves as the one and two teams in the conference, but Duluth is certainly putting together a nice run, and again, another win last night and another win today would give them some separation. But for us, the first the matter of hand is right here in front of us. We got North Dakota. We're separated by 2 points. I said before, you throw in that fact, the fact that there's a great rivalry here. There's been a long history of some really intense hockey games. So it's exciting. It's like I said earlier, it's going to be almost like a playoff atmosphere.
Your team's coming off of a big weekend at Wisconsin where you got great goaltending. How much confidence does it give you knowing that you've got Britt and Dieters to back you guys up?
Well, that's certainly a big part of our team, a pretty big part of how and why we've been successful. We are getting good goaltending, but we're just playing good, solid team defense. Where you're going to play against teams like that certainly have probably player for player more skill than you do, but if you play your systems and you play hard and you play together, then you're always going to have a chance, and that's kind of been our message since day one, and the players have gone out there and competed hard, and they've given themselves a chance every day. So I even told them on the bus today, we don't ever take what they do for granted. Every day is another opportunity to go out there and play, and today's no different. But certainly we know we're gonna need solid goaltending from Britt today, and I'm sure we'll get it.
Emma Terrace, a freshman out of New Hope, Minnesota, scored a big-time goal last weekend against the Badgers, the game winner on Friday. Rookie of the week. Describe Emma Terrace for us.
Well, I said earlier in the week, she's just getting better and better. She's, first of all, she's a great person. Her parents should be very, very proud of the daughter they've raised, because she represents our program in a first-class manner all the time. And she's a heck of a hockey player, too, and I think you're just starting to see some of the things she can do. She's just playing a lot more confidence. I don't know if defenses would be her natural position, because she played a lot of forward in high school, but she's done a great job. And that's not easy in this league to step in and play against the players she plays against, and she'll see tonight again the quality of players. But she's just done a great job, and I think you're just starting to see what her potential can be as a hockey player. And the more confidence she gets, I think the more and more you'll see her contributing on the offensive end. And that, like you said, that was a huge goal for us.
Stephanie Anderson, another player who's been getting a few goals here and there and some big-time goals. She was waiting to hear back from the Team USA. What did she find out?
You know what? She got just a lot of positive feedback from them. She's in the upper percentile in her strength, conditioning, and just the way she played. She'll find out in February, I think, in terms of if she has an opportunity to go to another camp, or if they're gonna put her with the U-22 team. But everything she got back from them was very, very positive. So, we take that as a positive. Hopefully, she's going to have an opportunity again to represent our country and wear the sweater. But Steph's been playing outstanding, and she scored again a big time goal for us on the weekend, and someone that we're going to look to as we go down the stretch here to keep doing the same thing.
Earlier this season, your team against North Dakota swept them 4-1 and 2-1. You scored 6 goals against this University of North Dakota team. What do you expect to see tonight?
Well, again, it's going to be a better team than we saw back then, but we hope we're better as well. I think they've really kind of settled in on how they want to play. I'm sure it's going to be a real tightly contested game, very tight checking. I think it's going to be, all your space is going to be you're going to have to compete hard for it. You're not going to be able to just stand in front of the net and think you're going to have all day. Both teams are going to try to get pucks to the net. Both teams are going to try to get people in the net. And, we have to be disciplined. But as I've told the girls all along, we got a team that can get up and on the ice. And if we're moving our feet, moving the puck, we can create chances off the rush. And again, I'd like to see us make them play defense as much as we can tonight.
I know our goalies are playing well. Their goalie as well. She's had a coming off of a great weekend against Ohio State with two shutouts. I know you talk about it all the time about crashing the net. Is that something you guys are going to have to do tonight?
Well, Shelby's, yeah, she's seen the puck real well right now, obviously. I saw a lot of her in high school. She's an outstanding goalie, and it doesn't surprise me in the least that she's doing this. So, yeah, anytime you can take the goalie's eyes away, I mean, that's a term we use a lot. You've heard it before. Basically, that means we got to have people in front of her. And if she can't see it, it's a lot tougher to stop. So, and then you have the opportunity just to create chaos. And I think you saw that against Wisconsin. We had some flurries where we got pucks to the net and people to the net. And going looking at the game tape on Saturday, Emma came in and hit a post off a scramble. And those are the types of things you need to do against teams like this, where you have to try to create chaos by getting people and pucks to the blue area. And as much as we can, we need to try to take Shelby's eyes away, because right now she's obviously in a groove, and if she sees it, she's probably going to stop it.
Coach, you have some experience here at the Ralph, watched a lot of games. How would you compare the ice as far as speed and weird corners? Anything odd that you need to remind your team about tonight?
Oh, I don't think there's anything odd. I mean, it's a beautiful facility, but it is a little warmer than what we're accustomed to, and you know, for whatever reason. I mean, obviously this. It's a beautiful building. The ice is hopefully it's going to be fast, but you never know. So we just talked a lot about making sure we're hydrated and we got to take care of ourselves in that way. But otherwise, I think it's going to be pretty much what you're not used to seeing.
What's it going to take to get a win here?
Well, I think a number of things. One, we need to have a good start. We need to come out of the chute hard. We talked about offensively what we need to do. I think defensively, again, they're going to try to get to the net. They're going to try to get pucks in the net. So we just need to do a real good job boxing out, getting sticks up. And again, if we can make them play in their zone more than in our zone, that's certainly going to be to our benefit. But, it's going to take 60 minutes of Beaver hockey. And if we do that, we're going to have a chance.
Good luck today, Coach. We'll talk to you in the postgame.
Thanks, Kelly.